Alcatraz to the Ninth Power.
No, that's not the name of it.
That's what you told me when you left.
I switched songs. This song is, Bank Account Blues.
Correct cue, Bank Account Blues. Take one, rolling.
You will search me at any cost, but how long, babe, can you search for what is not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind, but if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me, I'll keep it with mine. Help it if you might think I am odd. If I say I'm loving you, not for what you are, but what you're not. Discover what you set out to find, but if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me, I'll keep it with mine. Train leaves at 10:30. But it will be back in the same old spot again. The conductor,
nice take, Bob. That's good, wasn't it?
That was fantastic.
Yeah, do it again.
There's nothing better than hearing the pedal at the end of a piece of piano music. Yeah.
No, there is nothing better in the world.
No, that's what I like to hear. You can hear at the end of there's a Sushan Stevens track, UFO sighting in such and such a place, Illinois. You hear it there as well.
Yeah. What's the term for that when you take your foot off the pedal on a piano? Is that a musical term?
It's a D pedal.
Depedal.
Yeah. That's the one. Anyway, hello. It's
Good evening.
Ben and Paul and Tom on Edit Radio, episode number 4,963, I believe.
Oh, that went quick.
It's quite high anyway. Yeah. It's more than
I thought. 10. You were looking older, Tom.
Yeah. Aged me. We're back. It's November. It's kind of cold. And tonight's a bit different. We usually record these podcasts the last minute, the last opportunity we have, the night before they have to be sent through by courier to Edit Towers. Tonight, though, we're doing it on a Friday night, days in advance of our usual deadline, because you two are off away tomorrow.
We are not together.
Not together, okay. It's just a coincidence, is it?
I want to make that very clear. yes, I'm going on holiday tomorrow.
Oh, have a nice time, Ben.
Thanks, man.
Anywhere exotic?
Yeah, I'm going to Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, staying in a houseboat.
No way.
Cool. Way.
Yeah. Yeah, check me out. Yeah.
That's good.
And Paul, where are you off to, sir?
I'm going to Krakow.
Krakow?
Why is that funny?
That's a real comedy name. It's like a punchline to a joke. Yeah. Did you want to? No, Krakow. What? No, that's not right.
We could work that out
I'll
by the end of the
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Krakow.
It will happen. Yeah.
What are you doing in Krakow? Is that a holiday in a houseboat?
No, I'm doing a gig. I'll probably be scraping some bits of wire over a table or something like that.
Cool. Punk rock gig.
Yeah, through a bit crusher or that kind of thing, you know. The usual shtick. Yeah.
I'll be stuck here in South Oxfordshire. In the cold and damp.
I gotta say, I love that piano sound, and not just the pedal. It's really nice to hear the mechanism of the instrument.
Yeah.
Because I guess the hammers have lost a lot of their felt. And so you hear a lot more of the wood hitting the string. So it sounds like a hammer dulcimer or it's just got a totally different feel.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I love that.
And it's Bob Dylan. And it's from this new Dylan album.
So
he bought the £600 collector box set, I believe.
Wow.
Well, I didn't. Maybe I should have done. Well, I've got the best of. So this is it's called The Cutting Edge. And it's the bootleg series volume 12. Because the world was crying out for more Bob Dylan bootlegs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There hasn't been enough already. And these are outtakes from the classic albums Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. And I was a bit daunted just by the best of, which I got, which is nearly 40 tracks. But you can buy a $600 edition. I'm just looking on the website now. It says, I can't find it now. I read it earlier, but it says something like, it contains every recorded note from all of those sessions for those three albums. And it's got something like 400 tracks on it. It's insane.
I want it. It looks beautiful as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, Tom and I watched the unboxing video earlier, Paul, before you arrived.
Nice.
On YouTube. That's what the kids do now, right? They watch unboxing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
People opening what they've just got from.
Yeah. I thought it was like something to do with boxing, but like anti-boxing.
That's a new sport.
No, I see what you mean. Olympics. Yes, the unboxing.
The unboxing video. Hey, guys, I've got the new, it is. And then the packaging's really nice and inside. All that kind of stuff. So we watched the unboxing of the $600 Bob Dylan.
So how many minutes is that?
What, the unboxing?
No, the
That's 400.
It's still going on. You've left it running.
How long were those sessions?
That's a lot of music.
Honestly, it said it was something like, what did it say, 380 tracks or so? I mean, it would take you a fortnight just to work your way through everything. So
you're going to Amsterdam to lie on a houseboat and just listen to
Bob Dylan. No, I just got the best of, the 40 track best of, and even that's kind
it's
of
take, yeah.
it's going to take me a while to work through.
So you're just going to be watching unboxing videos basically all day.
That's right. I'm going to Amsterdam to sit on a houseboat and watch unboxing videos. It's going to be awesome.
That's a great call.
Right, I'm going to play some music here from a local band.
Okay.
Her Majesty's request, I got a house and a car. curtains white, doing 80 miles an hour on the motorway at night. He pukes out the window, but he sprays back inside. It's all over his brother, and it turns into a fight. I got my hands on the wheel, but I can't keep the peace. As they're at it in the back, there are talons and teeth. The sense of destruction is sending me mad. It's all in the trial. Ready to pop into a million different pieces all over the shop. You're trying your best to keep on top of it all, but you can't stop staring down the rabbit hole. I got a house and a car and kids and a wife, but I'm busting up my brains just to keep them in my life. But don't drink, don't smoke, don't go mad. It's all in the trial of a
Trials of a Modern Man, or something like that, by Van Goffey, a local Oxfordshire band.
And that, the members of Van Goffey are?
It's, well, Danny Goffey, I think, the drummer from Supergrass.
From Supergrass.
Mm-hmm. And so his kids or something, I don't know.
So that's him on vocals, is it, Danny?
Yeah, I think you can hear there, he might have been responsible for the whole Supergrass sound.
Yeah, because Gaz Coombs' solo album's quite not, I mean, that the Danny Goffey's one is in the Supergrass mould, isn't it?
That's,
you'd say.
Yeah, maybe he made Supergrass what they were.
Maybe he did.
But yeah, it's great single. I like that a lot.
It's good.
Quite kinksy, as you said. Paul.
Quite kinksy, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, you spotted a melody from a kink song in the middle of that.
Yeah, quite I thought it was a bit kinksy. Of Lola there.
What a lag, be my. Is that the bit?
That's the bit I was talking about, yeah.
That was Tom being quite kinksy.
Yeah. It's Friday night for you, you know.
Yeah, it's all
getting kinksy.
It's getting a bit kinksy, isn't it?
But Paul's sitting here in his football kit.
Yeah, sure,
kinky.
Yeah.
Well, I did insist that if we were doing it on Friday night, Paul had to wear his football kit. Otherwise,
you know,
I wasn't going to do it.
If you let me know, I'd have come in my jockey silks.
Yeah. I've taken my monographed sweatshirt off, though.
I know, disappointing.
Yeah.
Definitely very kinksy.
Yeah.
So you and your football shorts over there. Would you like to play some Sufjan Stevens?
Oh, it's a track from his most recent album again, and I love this track. It's so understated. Very beautiful sounds. Very detailed but simple.
Like yourself, Paul.
Sweetly before lonely and greedy demands. There's only a shadow of me. In a matter of speaking, I'm dead. Such a waste, your beautiful face. Stumbling carpet arise. Go follow your gem, your white feathered friend. History speaks of two baby teeth. I'm painting the hills blue and red. They said, beware, Lord, hear my prayer. I've wasted my throes on your head. So can we be friends sweetly?
Some great hiss on that track, and I think we were debating where that hiss comes from. I started off thinking it might be an amplified Mbira thumb piano,
yeah,
but then started thinking it might be a Honor pianet.
I think it is, and very close mic'd.
Yeah, and so I looked that up, and all I can find is acres of people talking about the lyrics. I mean,
how dare they?
I like lyrics as much as the next, you know, sure, the next man, but I'm more interested in the pianet, really.
So there was no equipment list.
There's no equipment list. There's no kind of detail about which microphones were used.
Just suits.
Just people talking about meaning. I mean, there's enough meaning in the world already, isn't there? You know,
too much meaning.
Yeah, just have some numbers, names of things and numbers.
Yeah, let's find out. What was the microphone that was close mic'd on that?
How many millimeters
keyboard
was it away from the keyboard? What cables were they using?
Yeah, important stuff.
You know,
this is what matters.
That kind of thing. Was there a mixing desk involved? Was that creating some of the hiss?
What album was that from?
It's called Carrie and Lowell.
The latest offering from Sufjan.
Yeah,
Carrie and Lowell.
I mean, it's very interesting. You know, obviously the lyrical content is, you know, I like.
Yeah,
to discuss that, but you know,
do we really care what he's alluding to in his
I don't know
his words?
What was that track called?
That's called John My Beloved.
Oh, yes.
Have you got some kind of like science?
5 minutes and 6 seconds long.
Ben's on the deep net or whatever it's called. What's the internet system you use, Ben?
Dark net.
It's called the Pianet net.
No, I thought I could. I
thought you could solve this problem.
I thought
for
I
us.
Could find something. I looked on Discogs, but no, there's nothing there. Sorry.
Yeah. Discogs.
Sorry. That was the actually was one of the worst interjections ever.
One of the things I've found, maybe he keeps it all off the net because he is the one person I've found who goes around the net taking down other people's chord versions of his songs. It's very rare. You know, there's so many different versions of songs, but so many times I've looked for kind of chords or lyrics or whatever, and you can only find them on official channels usually.
His record label, Asthmatic Kitty, is hot, legally hot.
They're hot on that. Legally hot.
Legally.
As opposed to illegally hot.
They got a good legal team.
Yeah, cool.
Prosecuting people who do bad
people
cover
in,
versions.
People
of
in bed
sits
writing his lyrics down and trying to work out the chords on their.
How dare they?
Yeah, on their pianet.
Whereas he's fine with people trying to work out the meanings.
Yeah, he likes all that. He loves it. That's all fine with Sufjan, isn't it? But, you know.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, hi.
Before you go to Amsterdam, you know, I've been there.
Sure.
There's a lot more to it than exotic people and
museums.
Yeah, it's not just about
tulips,
the obvious things.
It's not just
canals.
About Pete Mondrian. It's about other stuff as well.
Okay, so where are you going with this, Tom?
Just saying, be careful. I know what you're like.
No, I
you
know.
You don't have to go to those cafes and those exotic other places.
Streets.
Yeah.
And
keep
alleys.
Away from that, Ben.
I'll
the canals.
I'll behave myself, Tom.
And the bicycles.
Don't worry.
Be careful, though, because you just get run over by bicycles all the time.
It's a bad combination, canals and bicycles, really, isn't it?
And trams. I think it was trams.
Pedalos would be better, wouldn't they?
Yeah, pedalos and canals. That's a better combination.
That's
now
where
we're talking.
Going wrong, yeah.
So, Ben, you've got a tune coming up next by.
Sure, I have.
The Sheep Stealers. Is that the name of this band?
No.
A little folky group from
Stealing
Bister.
Stealing Sheep.
Stealing
I
sheep.
Think that's what they're called. You've confused me now. It's quite easily done. It's a Friday after
it
all,
is,
isn't it?
The Steep Sheeders.
Stealing Sheeders.
That's a good name
sheep.
For a band.
That's a great name for a band.
The Sheep Stealers.
The Steep Sheeders.
The Steep.
That's brilliant.
The Steep Sheeders.
Oh, it's Hobgoblin's strong stuff. What's coming up next, Ben? Let's get professional.
Yeah, I think the Friday idea is maybe not such a
Let's
good one.
Let's get back to Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to play the latest single by Stealing Sheep, who are brilliant. I love this album. Just bought it a few days ago, and the album's called Not Real, and the track is called Apparition.
Follow or see.
Know a bit more about Stealing Sheep?
Yes, I would love to know a bit more about Stealing Sheep.
Well, they're from Liverpool. They're a trio. They're on Heavenly. And they formed in about 2010. That's the extent of my knowledge.
Right.
And they are
I think that was helpful though. Helpful information to share with you both.
I feel more located now.
Good. Yeah.
More grounded. Yeah.
Are the trio of various sexes, or are they all ladies?
They are all ladies. Rebecca Hawley, Emily Lansley. This is just from the top of my head now.
Yeah, and, great memory.
Lucy Mercer, who's there. They all sing. This is their second album.
Good.
And I haven't stopped listening to it, really. It's called Not Real. It's brilliant. It's great. Sort of pop, electronic, psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, it's nice. Very good.
Really nice, yeah.
Thank you for that, Ben.
Hey, no problem.
So remember last month, someone got in touch with some requests for songs.
Mm. They were requests rather than suggestions.
We wondered if there was a
orders.
Subtext.
They were orders.
Yeah. We felt there might have been a subtext saying, hey, great show, but I know how you can make it better.
Sure.
And employ some professional attitude.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened again? We've got more requests.
From the same person?
No, from someone in Spain, northern Spain, someone from the Basque country, requesting Basque artists.
Right.
They have been very underrepresented on this podcast.
You're right.
True. So
you're
I apologise for that.
Yes, it's an oversight.
We should probably put that straight by playing some northern Spanish artists.
Fantastic, yeah.
The Basque country, of course, famously wants to be separate from the rest of Spain. What is that with Spain? The whole of Spain wants to be separate from Spain, isn't it?
Well, I think the idea of Spain was quite a new idea, wasn't it, as a nation? Is it a bit is it a bit like Italy?
I believe so. It's various kingdoms.
And
I think people are still quite proud of their own identities, aren't they?
It's more regional.
They're all at it, though.
Yeah.
Like Catalonia wants to be independent, and Madrid probably wants to be independent of someone.
I don't know. You know, in the UK, Norwich, they always want to strike out on their own, don't they?
They can go. Let them have independence.
It's a weird concept, isn't it? Wanting to be, because like, how far down do you get? You know, get the region and the city and the town and your street to be an independent. My house. This is an independent state now. You know,
I think.
Well, then individuals and your right ear, my foot, seceded from the body. It's now its own separate kingdom.
Sure, and why not?
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Not? Yeah,
I think we should do that here. Wallingford should be a separate state.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, back to the Basque country. So this request or suggestion came from Mau, who lives in Donostia, as they call it up there, in the Basque country. This is a band called, I think I'm going to say this wrong, Napoca Iria, and the song is called Dissonanciac. 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 I don't know.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it, yeah.
It's got some nice acoustic guitars. That's why I chose this one. Thank you.
That was really nice, Tim.
Yes, I'll try and pronounce it again. Napoka Iria. N-A-P-O-K-A-I-R-I-A. And the song was called Dissonantiac. Dissonant. Sort of like dissonant. Dissonantiac. There you go.
It was a very beautiful thing, I thought.
A beautiful thing from the north of Spain.
It was beautiful. When it started, I thought it sounded a bit Decemberist. I don't know why that was, because there were only two chords. There must be something about the voice of the voicing of the chord, or, you know.
Yeah.
And it had a great atmosphere, I thought. Really nice. The vocals came in late. And
yeah, lovely. Enjoyed singing. It. Lovely singing.
That's what's going down in the Basque Country.
Mm. Yeah, we don't know what they were singing about. But I like that. I like that sometimes listening to a pop song in a foreign language and having no idea what they're on about. And just...
But it's the sound of the vowels. Mm. And
yeah.
And it's a bit like listening to early Spandau Ballet, actually, isn't it?
Sure.
Listening to a pop song and not really knowing what they're singing about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as they progress, they start to make sense.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's an album I love, but I think I've played it on the podcast before by...
Spandau?
Not by Spandau, no. By an Icelandic guy called Trusti.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Which is... I love that album, but they did a translation into English, and he re-recorded it in English, and it ruined it. Well, it didn't ruin it, but I didn't like it.
I've not listened to the English version.
I've listened to a few tracks, and I just thought, no, I don't like this. I loved the mystery of it.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was singing in Icelandic. Yeah.
So Paul, next up, you've chosen the classic disco party piece, I Will Survive.
Yes, in a version by Cake. The thing is, Tom, you know, it's very nice to be here doing this podcast.
But you'd rather be somewhere else.
No.
Are we holding you back?
But I was slightly taken by surprise on it being on a Friday. I know I knew a few days ago, but, you know.
Well, you're the one going off to crack.
I know. But I just didn't have much time to think. And anyway, I was at home this afternoon. I heard this track on the radio and I thought, that's great.
The radio?
We must play this track.
It is an awesome... I know this track very well. It's an awesome cover.
We must, then. We must play this track. Make it so.
That's an order.
Punch that shit.
Oh, I've heard that for young. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Of my broken heart. And I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. And you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by, and you expect me to be free, but
but now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
And now, this is a quiz that might not actually happen. Live from South Oxfordshire, it's Guess the Runout Groove.
Ooh, have you changed the name, Tom?
What's it called?
Exit Groove.
Oh, yeah. Guess the Exit Groove.
The most professional quiz in history.
Yeah. Quizzes usually change their names during the show, don't they?
They have a debate at the beginning. Game. What are we called? What's our name? Guess the name of this quiz.
So, Paul, have you got your turntable here with the vinyl to play the exciting?
Do you know what? I hate to disappoint
topical.
You, Tom.
What? What?
But I actually don't have my record player with me. Ben's got a record player.
Yeah, but it's in the next room.
Should we just move everything into the other room?
No, I haven't got time.
There's a lot of technical equipment here.
We could imitate our favourite exit groove.
Imitate the exit groove.
We could play What Album Am I Thinking Of?
Yeah. It would involve the same skill set. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, right.
Who wants to go first?
Well, hang on. So is it What Album I'm Thinking Of, right? Or
should I think of an album?
Let's take turns, right? Yeah. Ben, okay. Ben, you start.
Hang on, I need to think of an album.
What's going
to
happen? Are we going to give each other clues?
No, we just get one guess each.
Do you want me to think of a difficult one or an easy one?
I'm not sure those categories apply easy. In this game.
Easy. I'd like an easy one.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay. Right. No clues. We just have to one guess each.
One guess each.
Right.
Okay. Is it Every Picture Tells a Story by Rod Stewart?
No.
Is it The Queen Is Dead by The Smiths?
No. It was, listeners, Abbey Road by The Beatles.
I almost went Beatles. Yeah.
That's an easy one, isn't it? Right. Okay.
Paul, do you want to go next?
I'll go. Yep. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you thinking of the
album? I've got the album.
What are you thinking of exactly? The whole album or just the exit groove?
No, I'm thinking about the cassette of the album.
Okay.
I'm thinking of an object.
I know what it is. I can't remember what it's called. It's the Sugar Cubes first album on cassette. It was green.
That's a good call, but no.
Oh, I've got, I sort of on the edge of my brain, if you know what I mean. I'm going to go with Odelay by Beck, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, that was very sensible. Actually, it was Human's Lib by Howard Jones. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't get that, boys.
That's quite tricky.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Oh, God, I have to think of an album now.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, hold on, I can't think of one. My mind's gone blank.
just hang on while we wait for Tom.
Oh, you really put me on the spot.
Ooh.
This must be...
Okay. Yeah, I've got one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. And I'm thinking of the Exit Groove, particularly.
Okay.
I'm just going to go straight in with Bug by Dinosaur Jr.
No.
Surprising. No. I'm surprised by that. I thought I had it. Okay.
I'm going to go with What's in a Word by the Brilliant Corners.
Oh, I wish I thought of that now. It was 461 Ocean Boulevard by Eric Clapton.
Jesus.
Obviously.
Do you know the real game should be? Yeah. How long will it take us to guess the album?
Yeah.
Exactly. We could be here for years. That would never, I would never have guessed.
No, I would never guess that. You know? Ever. Ever.
Well done, Tom.
Guess the Exit Groove. Guess the album I'm thinking of. Okay. Why do I do this voice?
We'll be back next month.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or never.
Here's some music.
This morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, oh silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth, and I was weightless, just quivering like some leaf come in the window of a restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, but it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? All he ever wanted was to be someone in life. It was just like, all I want is to just have fun. Live my life like a son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say. Then I woke up one morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, oh silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to not comb some stranger's hair. Never was my style. Supposed to mean, 'cause it was a-
go. It's a great song. That's Kurt Vile and Pretty Pimpin'. Not to be confused with the Kurt Vile of Mac the Knife fame.
I thought it was a cover of Craig David, 7 Days. No? Met her on a Monday, Tuesday, whatever he did on a Wednesday, that song.
There is a similar device he's using there, using the days of the week, as did The Cure with Friday I'm in Love.
Yeah. I still...
But yeah, it sounds more like Craig David, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Very Craig David. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that album, Tom. It's brilliant. That song's great.
That's a great song. I haven't heard the album, so I don't know.
When did it come out? A couple of months ago?
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Was it? Okay.
I believe.
I shall have to get that. It's very good.
Craig David.
His credibility was destroyed, wasn't it, by who's that guy that does the those weird celebrity impressions?
And
Keith Fresh Lemon is the same man, isn't he? I personally can't abide
Fresh
him.
Juice.
But he did he destroyed Craig David's career basically, didn't I, with that?
And Michael Jackson's.
Yeah, maybe he killed Michael Jackson. No, okay. Ooh. No, I don't think he did do that.
No, probably not.
But maybe he wasn't responsible for that. But he did destroy Craig David's career. Maybe that's okay.
Yes. Should never forgive him. Yeah. I'm trying to find the next song. Paul.
Hi.
Hi. You're still here?
I'm still here, yeah. I'm just
you haven't gone to Krakow yet?
Trying to deal with this bottle of beer, yeah. I haven't gone to Krakow yet, no.
There was a joke in there. You're trying to get the top off before you go to Krakow. I still haven't found the joke for Krakow.
It's more of a wordplay, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where is Krakow? Poland?
It's Poland, yeah.
It's something like that. My wife's gone to Poland. Krakow? No. No, she had to because of work.
That's like a joke from Terry and June.
Yes, that's sort of a joke, isn't it? Krakow? No, she wanted to.
You know that my wife's gone, you know, the Jamaica joke?
Yeah.
Jamaica and they show her free will. That, I think, was invented by, what's the guy that wrote Jeeves and Wooster?
P.G. Woodhouse.
P.G. Woodhouse. I think it first appears in...
He wrote
that joke. I read that in a Jeeves and Wooster story that was written whenever it was in the 30s
my,
or 40s.
What is it? My wife's gone to the West Indies. Jamaica.
No,
yes,
she...
I did.
Yeah, that's the joke. Yeah. But I think he might have written that joke.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good. I like that.
So educational. Anyway, Paul, hello.
Hi. Yeah.
You've got a Forest next. Is this the Cure's version?
No, it's Nouvelle Vague. I thought very briefly, because I didn't really have a great idea about what I was going to play on the podcast, I went with a kind of cover versions kind of theme, potentially in honour of, you know, some of the work at the Acoustic Ballroom, 10th anniversary at the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Was that a fantastic night? Everybody,
which was a very good night, yes.
If you weren't there... 10th anniversary of the Acoustic Ballroom. Thanks to Ben here.
It was a terrific night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I could do it every week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
I'm not sure I could, but
it's a lot of work.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to go for a cover versions thing, but then it only went 2 songs out of 3, really. But this was another of them. Yeah.
That's a theme.
And I think this is a very sweet cover version of The Cure's A Forest.
Too late, I'm lost in the forest.
While that was playing, we were actually discussing the ambient sounds there.
Hmm.
It was obviously supposed to be the sounds of a forest.
Yeah.
But you said it's more like a...
Well, I think maybe it's more like a jungle, isn't it? I mean, I'm not sure. It's definitely not in... It's not a forest in England, is it?
It's not.
Sounds tropical.
Mm. It does sound tropical.
That's not Sherwood Forest.
No, it's very unlikely.
Nottingham Forest.
Well, unless someone's there kind of playing recordings of exotic birds in Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
I don't know, that is possible.
Sounds like the sort of thing you'd get up to, Paul.
Yeah, maybe.
Playing the sounds of a jungle.
Perhaps I'll do that. In fact, forget Krakow. I'll go and go to Sherwood Forest and play some...
Jungle sounds.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I just thought that's probably a rainforest.
Hey, Tom.
I've cracked it.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be the punchline you're looking for, Tom.
Krakow?
Yeah.
No, it was a rainforest. But I think you're right. I think that was recorded in a jungle.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, we've done a lot of talking tonight. It's been a lot more of...
It's been pretty rambly nonsense, yeah. I think.
I think it's been...
Apart from the game show, which was pretty on point,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
I felt the whole podcast has been a lot more thoughtful. Hmm. We've been allowed to speak. We played less music.
Right.
Yeah.
You compared it to, what was it, In Our Time or something?
The Melvin Bragg? Mm. Yes, that's his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Melvin Bragg. Mm. Sounded like I'd said it wrong then. Melvin Bragg, Radio 4 show, In Our Time.
Yeah.
I think we're very similar. Yeah. It's three sort of real academics, yeah. Very knowledgeable about their
one
subject.
One real academic.
Very erudite discussions.
And you know why that is?
Sort of esoteric.
Ben's passed his...
Hey, no.
Tests.
Yeah, I have. Thanks. Let's move on. What's the next track we're playing?
I think it is Friday, and that's made a difference. I think the other difference is our dark overlord, Colin, is away this week.
Yes. Colin was great.
And that has made a difference.
A lot of people have been asking if Colin could stay on full time, and maybe I would leave.
Mm.
A lot of people have been asking
I can't imagine that.
Mainly
at all.
Paul and I.
Yeah. And me.
Can I go now?
Colin was great, was he?
He was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you, Colin, for last month.
Mm.
So we could play one more song, or we could find another song and play two more songs. What are you thinking?
Right.
Well, I think I've got another song.
Okay.
I think.
Well,
and I think
is next.
Oh yeah, that's one of mine. And I think maybe we should play another one after that.
I could do a vocal realization of a field recording if you like.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe
Let's
later.
Keep going, then.
I'll think about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's play Low. Which song's this?
This is off the new album by Rival Consoles, who are on that fantastic record label, Erased Tapes. I've played a few things.
Oh,
off
the song's called Low.
Before.
I thought the band was.
No, the song's called Low. No, the song's called Low. This is a guy. Well, like a lot of electronic artists, it sounds like a band, Rival Consoles, but it's the work of one man. Can't remember his name, but he's on that interesting record label, Erased Tapes.
Thank you.
here this evening.
So did you hear that question, Simon?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
So
no, I'm moving to a quieter part of the pub.
So
that question again. Paul.
All right. So Paul asked. He said they've been experimenting with guest beers in the Cat recently. Is there anything on there tonight?
I'll have a look. Bear with me. I should just take a walk down the pub. As you know, I'm a lager.
This
man,
is live so. Interview with Bedders, who's in a
it's,
local.
It's a beer
pub.
Watch.
Beer news live with Edit Radio.
Yes, and it's £3 a pint. It's called Bullseye, and it looks great.
£3 a pint.
That's been their guest ale for about 6 months.
Mm. Must be the end of the barrel if it's £3 a pint.
Is that stayed its welcome?
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, we got it. Bit of shit. You know what I mean? Sorry, you can bleed that out later.
Ben, while we've got Bella's on the phone, can you ask him, has he had a good week, a bad week?
So yeah, how's
come down the pub, for God's sake.
Yeah, we'll come down the pub. We just got to ask you how your week's been, though, Simon.
Oh, what? How's it been? It's been a week on a building site. How do you think it's been?
Sounds great. All right, mate. I'll see you in a minute.
All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Cheers, bye. Bye.
Bye. That was a nice surprise. So you're going for a pint of Bedders.
Oh, man alive. Do you want to put that in the podcast?
Let's wind up tonight's proceedings.
Sure.
Thank you for listening. Hey, guys, have a great time on your holidays.
Yeah.
Ben in Amsterdam.
Yeah, old Amsterdam. I'll be there. Thanks. And thanks for the advice, lads, on just keeping a clean head and
just watching
myself while I'm out there. Yeah.
Okay. It's not all about Van Gogh.
And Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Jesus
is this?
Christ.
Come on.
It's John Jones now.
Yeah, get John on. Here's the final word from JJ.
Hi, John. Listen, you're live on Edit Radio, mate.
Oh, hello, Edit Radio.
Hello, John.
Hey, John. I think this is quite good because it's making what was a very unself-indulgent podcast into an even less self-indulgent podcast by having you on as well. So, John, how's your? I think the question seems to be of our guests that ring up. How's your week been?
Oh, my week's been pretty good, actually. Yes, my daughter's wet the bed 3 times this week.
Okay, good. she's 25, right? Your daughter?
Yeah, no, 23.
Okay, sure.
Okay. What else has happened?
And then,
yes, lots have happened. Yes.
Lots have happened. Okay, Tom.
So the next question is, where are you?
Yeah, where are you, John?
I am walking down Croft Road.
Ooh, that's a dangerous thing to do in these days.
It's pretty dangerous.
Careful. Yeah. Take it easy, John boy.
John, are you on your way to...
I'll stay away from the dark corners and stuff.
Do. So are you on your way to my house?
Well, yes, I was actually ringing to see if you'd like a beer or two.
Hey, check it out. This is just what regularly happens on a Friday
like
night.
Ben Sandis, got people to ring up while he's live on air.
That's well, like kismet, man.
To your door, eh?
Okay, well.
Tim Bedders is in the Cat.
Yeah, Simon's in the Cat. So, John, come down to my house and we'll talk further in a minute. We've got to play a record now, John, so we've got to say goodbye.
Oh, well, enjoy the record. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Tom and Ben normally have a great selection of music, as you all very well know.
What about Paul?
Yeah, Paul's is garbage.
Paul, not so.
Okay, mate. On that slightly awkward note, we better say goodbye. Cheers, John.
Yeah.
Bye, mate. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Friday night beckons.
Sure.
Ben's getting phone calls. Mm-hmm. No one's rung me or Paul, though. Right. Thanks for listening to this self-indulgent rambling. And what are we going to listen to? What are we going to finish with, Ben?
Well, I thought we could maybe play the current single by Destroyer called Times Square.
We shall then. Hey, have a great time in Krakow.
Sure thing.
Have a good time in Amsterdam.
Thanks, man. Have a good time in Wallingford.
Yeah, I'll try. Okay.
Cool. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Himself. Jacob left in a state of decimation. The writing on the wall isn't writing at all. Just forces of nature in love with our weather station. Hand in hand through the great away at dawn. The writing on the wall said Jesus saves. The writing on the wall mentions honey playing a game with the waves. You can follow a rose wherever it grows, so you could fall in love with Times Square. To the ocean, Times Square.